The gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin gets underway on Saturday. Nearly 900,000 people were out across the state in tree stands and camouflage for last year's hunt. And the Department of Natural Resources estimates a strong deer population and a likely increased harvest this year. We're finding out more about what the gun deer season means to Wisconsin wildlife, culture, and economy. Jeff Pritzel is the deer program specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Jeff, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, it is good to be with you.
Well, a 9-day gun deer season. What is your outlook this time around?
Well, like I said in the introduction, I think, you know, the deer population numbers are trending on an upward trend. Our harvest to this point through the archery and crossbow seasons have been following that. Our buck harvest has been ahead of the 5-year average. So weather conditions, everything is pointing in the right direction, except for possibly the lack of snow on the ground this weekend, which we all hope for. But that's usually a treat. It doesn't happen in most years. So hunters will adapt, and opportunities are looking pretty good.
For non-hunters, can you talk about why hunters are hoping for at least a little bit of snow?
Sure. It just improves the sight picture a lot better as far as seeing movement, the deer moving against a white background in the cover. And it also helps with tracking in the snow, seeing tracks and recovering animals more efficiently. And I think some people just think it looks prettier too.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of deer hunting for Wisconsin's culture and economy?
Sure. Well, and I think it's culturally, it's important. It's amazing that, you know, you said well over 500,000 people will be out this weekend doing something with a common interest, although there's a whole variety of actual goals people are looking for and what they're hoping to get out of the hunt. Everything from the venison to perhaps a trophy that'll create memories that they'll put on the wall. And in some people, it's just to be communing with nature and with each other, with family in an environment, being outside. We saw a lot of increased activity last year as a way to cope with the pandemic. And I think we have people coming in from all walks of life with varying views, but next weekend, they're all just, they're deer hunters. And so that's important. It just adds to the quality of life. From an economic standpoint, deer hunting collectively, you know, will contribute to about $1 billion worth of economic activity in this state. And so, you know, again, the fact that so many people will be doing this, you know, in one weekend or over the course of the week, but really this weekend is where everyone's going to be doing it. Right. There's nothing that rivals in the state that many people are doing something collectively.
I know regulations for the gun deer hunt can change, get tweaked from year to year. Anything that hunters should be paying special attention to this year when it comes to changed rules?
Sure. Well, one of the good news features is there aren't any significant changes. For the most part, it's like, you know, it was in 2020. Where we do see changes are on a county by county basis as it relates to either the baiting and feeding bans, prohibitions that are associated with presence of chronic wasting disease, and a few counties have been added to that role. There's only like 15 counties left in the state where baiting is permissible. And so checking the regulations to make sure the county you're hunting in is either open for baiting or not is important to be aware of that. And then also, not now for the 9-day gun season, but there'll be harvest opportunities later in the year in what we call our farmland zones, and counties have the option to participate in what we call the holiday hunt, which is another firearm season that's dedicated for antlerless deer only between Christmas and New Year's. And those that can turn on and off in a county. And so they need to check and be aware of whether that's happening. But again, that's for later, but something to keep in mind if they find out they didn't have much success during the 9-day.
Talking to Jeff Pritzel, deer program specialist for the state DNR, looking at the upcoming gun deer season. Jeff, you mentioned CWD, chronic wasting disease. It's been a concern in the state since I started working at this network X number of years ago. What are you watching for now when it comes to CWD?
Sure. Well, there's two things that we're in a position right now to monitor and keep track of where the disease is in the state and where it isn't. And so that's in terms of its presence and monitoring the rate of spread, because we have a goal of trying to reduce that or limit that rate of spread. And there's recommendations about how to do that. And then the other aspect of it is the prevalence of the disease in those core areas where it's been around for a long time. And so the percent of animals that are carrying or are positive with the with the disease. And we accomplished that through the voluntary assistance of the hunters providing those samples when they harvested deer by donating the head of the deer where we can get the sample, you know, required. And those opportunities are throughout the state through self-service kiosks. And we have those locations on our website so that hunters can help us track the disease as far as where it is and where it isn't.
There are a lot of different rules and guidelines for hunter safety and hiker safety when people are out hunting. Can you hit a couple of key points for us when it comes to making this season as safe as possible?
Sure. Well, the requirement to wear blaze orange clothing for the hunters, or blaze orange or pink is the case now, but mostly everyone is using orange, from a visibility standpoint is key and paramount, has really added to the safety aspect, along with the mandatory hunter safety and hunter and education to practice safe firearm handling. And we have seen a really nice, I can't even call it a trend anymore, because really for the last 10, 20 years, we've had really a safe track record, but to where we can really focus on just one or two incidents are one or too many. And we're trying to eliminate all of those. But as it relates to overlapping deer hunting with other activities outside, it is not as mutually exclusive, I think, as some people may perceive. There's other activities that can go on through hunters and their training of where they can hunt, where they can discharge their firearms. You know, it's set up to minimize any risks, but there are special rules in place for designated trails, for example, especially on public lands where hunters have to remain. They can utilize the trails to access their locations, but they cannot hunt from those trails. They have to be at least 50 feet off the trail. And in some cases, like for example, the Ice Age Trail, it's even further. They have to be 100 yards from the trail, and they cannot hunt again from the trail or discharge a firearm toward or across a trail, and treating it basically just like a public road.
And Jeff, before I let you go, if people have questions, what kind of DNR resources would you point them toward?
Well, we've got a robust amount of information on our website. If you search deer, or even certain aspects of deer, our search engine will do really well to get you in the direction of what's out there. We have a deer metrics system for people that want to get into the numbers of what's going on. And if they search for deer metrics system, that'll take us, and you can go county by county and really dive into what's going on and what the history has been on those the deer herd in those areas. And then we also have a phone app for the hunters, but others could utilize it too, called Hunt Wild Wisconsin. It's free, and it has a lot of features that just make access to the regulations and access to navigation and even tracking harvest, registering your deer. It's all right there. We try to make it as convenient as possible.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet, Rob.
That's Jeff Pritzel, Deer Program Specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We talked to him about the upcoming start of Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season.